tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome back to another thrilling episode of Quick Charge. It's July 10th, 2024. I'm your host, Joe Boris. We're going to start today the same way we do every day, Pinky, with Tesla news. Tesla started pushing its new supervised full self-driving update. Tesla has started to finally push a new supervised full self-driving software update after a few months of delays. This article by Fred Lambert says V12.4 has been in testing for months, but Tesla has been tentative about releasing the update to the wider fleet until now. TeslaScope reports that the update, more specifically version 12.4.3, is finally being pushed to the wider fleet. The update has been hyped up a lot by Musk, with the CEO even claiming that people will be able to drive up to a year between interventions on FSD V12.4. That would be surprising, since most FSD drivers are experiencing several interventions per day of driving. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, where allegations from Business Insider, which a lot of you in the comments didn't think was a credible source, but we'll leave that aside for the moment, quoted several Tesla insiders as saying that Elon is being fed optimistic information from his development team. Now, it wouldn't be the first time software developers fed their CEO or fed their boss a line about how much further along they are than they are in reality. But hey, a year seems like a long time. Here's hoping that's true. If you've got the new FSD 12.4, let us know how it's going in the comments. That's not the only fun Tesla news today. One of the original Tesla Roadster R&D prototypes is for sale on Cars in Bids. You've probably heard, if not seen, some of the original Tesla Roadsters. This was a vehicle that was largely based on the Lotus Elise of the time. I think a lot of people, when the car was new, would have said that it was stuffed up with laptop batteries. That was really the only other technology using lithium-ion batteries that the broad mainstream audience would have been aware of back then. This is a really interesting car. This is a early prototype with a lot of exposed raw carbon fiber. There's a ton of really great high-definition photos of this car on Cars and Bids. You can see that raw carbon exterior, those ultra lightweight sport seats. And really, the car itself is in great shape considering how old it is. Now, there's a couple of things that are really astonishing when you look at this. And number one is just how bad the panel gaps are. Now, understand, people don't buy a car like this because of panel gaps. But if you look at it and you really take a look at the paint and the kind of orange peel that's there and the fading that's been there, that kind of stuff is not what you'd expect to see from a six-figure sports car. But at the time, these were so rare and so fast that nobody really cared. So these are still really neat cars. If you're looking for a Tesla Roadster to add to your collection and you've got a dozen zeros in your net worth, this is definitely the one that you want. And I think the other thing that's worth noting is just how analog the interior of this car is. Yes, there is that digital touch screen there in the middle on the infotainment unit, but the rest of the car has analog gauges and instruments, very much in keeping with that original Lotus Elise donor body. Moving on from Tesla to the number two electric car maker, Ford has finally unveiled its new Capri EV with nearly 400 miles of range and sports car levels of performance. Now, this is a car that we teased a few days ago. This is being built in conjunction with Volkswagen, and it has a proportion and a style and a feel that's very similar, I think, to the Polestar 2. You can take a look at it for yourself and see what you think. But regardless, the reborn Capri EV features up to 390 miles of WLTP driving range. It's powered by a 335 horsepower all-wheel drive powertrain, the same used in VW's ID.4 GTX models, which gives it a 0 to 60 time of about 5.3 seconds. So it's quick. The new Ford Capri can also fast charge from 10 to 80% in about 26 minutes to get you back on the road quickly, with up to 527 liters of luggage space and a foldable boot floor. I have no idea how 527 liters of luggage space translates into the real world. Luckily, Ford included a handy dandy photo showing a number of carry-on and gym type bags in the trunk of the new Capri, which, again, it's kind of hatchbacky, kind of sedan-like, very much in keeping with that Polestar 2, giving you an idea of exactly who it is they're marketing against. Looking at the interior of the car, it's very similar to what we've seen from Ford in the F-150 Lightning, the Mustang Mach-E, a little bit smaller screen. I think that era of the giant 15-inch inside monitor is going away, thankfully. If you look at the headlights of this thing, this is a great-looking vehicle. It doesn't have the feel of a combustion vehicle that's been modified to be EV. This definitely looks the part as a full-on EV from the beginning. And this guy here standing in front of it right above my head looks like he's the designer of the thing. Not sure that's the pose or suit I would have gone for, but hey, you do you, baby. With all these cool new EVs coming to the market, Carvana has made it easier to buy an EV. Carvana's new shopping tool makes it easier than ever to buy a used EV with a federal tax credit up front. So what does this mean? The new EV tax credit that went into effect this year made a number of vehicles that had previously qualified for an EV now not qualify. It also made vehicles that used to not qualify, qualify. It's a little bit confusing, but one of the most confusing aspects of it is this idea of applying up to $4,000 towards the purchase of a used EV. And this is what Carvana has done here. They have not only selected the vehicles and made it easy to see which vehicles are eligible for that tax credit, but they're applying that discount up front. Now, you can be really cynical and say, hey, well, Carvana typically charges a much higher price than what the rest of the market or the rest of the car dealers in a given area are charging. So this is probably just a way to get it back to the market price, but that's way too cynical. Let's celebrate this for what this is, which is a tool that's going to make it easier for people to shop for EVs and maximize that tax credit that they may not have known about in the past. So good on Carvana. It looks like they've done a really good job integrating this into their existing software. Feel free to head over to Carvana.com and you can come back and let us know what you thought of the experience in the comments. Now, moving on to sort of a feel-good story, Michigan gets the right to solar and you can tell your HOA to stuff it. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed a new law ensuring Michigan homeowners can install a variety of energy efficiency improvements on their homes, including EV chargers, solar panels, heat pumps, and more. And they can do so without interference from their homeowners association. Now, I do not like HOAs. Other people, I'm sure, like HOAs. No good people, no sane people, no people that you'd ever want to have any kind of dinner with or conversation with, but some people I'm sure support HOAs and love the idea of being able to control what color their neighbor paints their house or what they're allowed to put in their own private garage. That said, this law covers a large number of energy saving improvements, from something as simple as a clothesline to high tech as solar panels and heat pumps. Each improvement listed in the law has been denied by at least one HOA within the state prior to it being included in this list. The Michigan State Legislature's summary of the law says, quote, energy saving improvement or modification would include, but is not limited to, A, a clothesline, B, air source heat pumps, C, ground source heat pumps, this is like a geothermal thing, D, insulation, E, rain barrels, D, reflective roofing, F, energy efficient appliances, G, solar water heaters, H, electric vehicle supply equipment, that's chargers to you and me, energy efficient windows, or energy efficient insulation materials. And the law doesn't just ensure that homeowners can install these improvements, but requires that HOAs approve reasonable projects quickly and restricts them from imposing additional roadblocks like post-installation reports or extra fees. Now, there's going to be plenty of people who I am sure believe that they are reasonable in saying, no, you can't put energy efficient installation or windows in your home because it's going to make it look different from theirs and they don't want that. But hey, thanks to Michigan, we can tell those people exactly where to stuff it. On the other side of the world, Chinese carmaker BYD's new luxury electric sedan hits showrooms to challenge Tesla and Porsche. BYD's new million yuan Yangwang U7 is launching later this year. And with it, BYD hopes to challenge Mercedes, Tesla, Porsche, and basically everybody else. BYD also launched its first electric supercar earlier this year. With nearly 1,300 horsepower, the electric supercar can sprint to 60 in 2.3 seconds, faster than a Ferrari SF90 Stradale or Bugatti Chiron, whatever. Meanwhile, Yangwang is adding another electric model to its lineup, the U7, the first luxury sedan under the Yangwang brand, hitting showrooms in China. You can take a look at it there. It's absolutely stunning. I think if that was called a Porsche Panamera, everybody would be just drooling over it, saying that Porsche made the most beautiful car in the world. I think this thing looks great. But if you think the only reason I included it in today's show was so I could say Yangwang, you are absolutely right, because I am a child. If you think that's great and you too have a childlike sense of humor, or like maybe immature sense of humor is a better way of putting it, give us a like and subscribe. And if you don't like it, you know, man, I've been doing this a while now. Maybe it's time to subscribe to another show. We'll see you tomorrow.